welcome back to Hand Wash Only, Podmas 21 and 22. This is the second time now I've recorded this, because I recorded it, and when I re-listened back to it before I published it, it sounded like I was underwater because I forgot to switch off my Bluetooth headphones because I've been listening to some podcasts, and I forgot to switch them off, so it recorded just really strange. So I've had to redo it. It's about 11:15 on a Friday evening. I am very tired. You should probably tell by my voice. And I'm sat in my middle room. I've got the Christmas tree lights on and the fireplace lights on. I've got a few candles lit. Feeling extremely cosy and very ready for bed. I love it when you switch off the lights and you just have the Christmas tree lights on. I find it so cosy, and there's just something really magical about it. I just love it. But I'm recording a double episode because life has been crazy. I was at work yesterday. It feels so long ago. It's only been a day, but it just feels like I've done a lot since I got home from work and today, so it just feels like it was a long time ago. But we woke up to like really windy weather. It was just crazy wind, and I hate when it's like really bad wind, because you always think, oh god, you just feel like it's gonna destroy something, or I just don't like it at all. That was slightly crazy. I wake up to my little like plant house, like greenhouse, it's only little, which had sort of fell onto, like, well, just fell forward straight onto the decking, and a few plant pots had been smashed, and my birdhouse had blown off, and that's all broken, and then other lights had fell down, like little just solar lights, and they've all broke. It's very just crazy wind, so I was trying to sort that out while trying to sort out Oscar's breakfast and get ready for the day, and just trying to secure some things before I left, because I was at work for the day. And I think because I was rushing around, it was just all a bit crazy and hectic. I left my phone at home, so I got halfway to school, and I was sort of checking my pocket, and I thought, where's my phone? And I'd left it at home. I had no idea whereabouts I'd left it, but I knew it was at home. And I do use my phone for work, but there was no point me going back, so I thought, I'm just going to get stuck in traffic and then I'll be late for work. So it's a good job I didn't go back, actually, because on the way two roads were closed, so I was diverted twice because I think some trees had fallen into the roads or something, so it was all just shut off. And even when I came back from work, I went that way thinking, oh, it must be open by now, because it was like 6 hours later and it was still shut. So I don't really know what happened. I'm presuming it's just very big trees had fallen. Hopefully no one was hurt or anything. That was a bit of a stressful day. But the wind died down, which was good, and fingers crossed nothing. Hopefully the wind won't be back, because it really stresses me out, but nothing was damaged or anything, apart from a few pots, so I can't really complain. And then today was Oscar's last day of school, so he's broken up now for Christmas. Oh, so it's so nice not to do the school run for a bit, because it feels like we've had all the weather these past few weeks on the school run, so it'd be nice not to have to do them for a few weeks and have a bit of a break. And then I did the Christmas food shop today. It's the only day I've really had a chance to do it. It was quite busier than I thought it would be, because I got there really early thinking, oh, I'm really clever, I'm getting here at like 9 o'clock straight after school pickup. It's not going to be that busy. And it was absolutely jam-packed, the car park. I've never seen it that full. And I had to park all the way at the bottom, which I've never parked that far away before. We got in there. I listened to a couple of podcasts. I always take my headphones with me, because it does make shopping just that little bit more pleasant, when you can just sort of go into your own little world and just listen to something. And it wasn't too bad actually. I was in there for about an hour and a half, which is a long time. I never stay that long food shopping. But I got food and then I got a few Christmas presents and things. So all glad. I'm very glad that's done. And I'm feeling very tired now. Oscar's in bed. Alex is in bed. They've been in bed a couple of hours. So Alex is on a day shift this weekend and is hoping to finish at lunchtime on Christmas Eve. Hopefully they'll let him go. It'd be nice if they did. I can't believe it's actually Christmas Eve on Sunday. It just doesn't feel it. I think because Alex is still working, it doesn't really feel like it's that close, but it is. It's going to be Christmas Day. It's just crazy. I'm going to watch a little bit of YouTube and then just relax a little bit. Then I'm going to go to bed because I am exhausted. Hope everyone's had a good couple of days. Thank God it's Friday. And I'm looking forward to a bit of a lie-in and not having to rush out the house to do the school run. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.